Blog Talk Radio.
On the double, and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
My everything, my everything. Yeah. Down, 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 down believe in Jesus Christ, forsake my soul. Please tell me what price to pay to make it whole, take control. I'm making dough, but not enough to blow. J.O.'s, they lost my flow, but they yo. I don't trust a soul, that's all I know we need to. These evil streets to meet you halfway and eat you. Alive trying to tell I'm illegal. I leave you lost, mount you on the cross, whip you like a horse, sacrifice your life.
Brand new banger. You're jamming with the exclusive hot new mix.
Are you done, Big Banger? it never happened. Imagine no rapping, imagine niggas trapped.
Draco,
shot a pussy nigga wearing clay coat.
Red bandana,
yeah, yeah.
these styles, fuck them, everybody styling. Her 97, turning 911, when the Mac 11 seats crawling. Pump up these diamonds, make a DJ get
I'm on some real life, G life, real life, G. Never satisfied when you going past me. In the kitchen with that poppin' bacon cookin'. Every time you see me out, I got it with me. Been through that Billy truck, they couldn't miss me. Bought his baby mama paddock, now that nigga wanna kill me. Yeah, bitch, I'm talking 50. If I can't have all my money, they can never overlook me. Welcome straight from across the border, you can never overcook it. It's that raw, it's that raw. Bitch, I ball like this ball. I attention to that Griffin, they gon' bang that shit on y'all. Homie said that he a blood. We gon' paint that shit on dog. Tell my brother bring his hit. We gon' hang it on the wall. All my shooters tryna go. They been waiting on my call. They been waiting on that ring to pull that thing and chop it off to knock you off. Connect the dots. Connect the dots. Link with the connect and we collect them blocks. Run into a pussy and collect the spots. When we catch a headshot, disconnect the top.
Let's talk about the trap, let's talk about the street.
What is up?
You look up to Jordan, we look up to Meech. Clean a nigga, block up me, that bitch bleach.
Spend a half a quarter on him.
Niggas tryna call me, tryna make another me. My baby mama bitchin', but she still be fucking me. You blowin' up her phone and she steady suckin' me. Whoa, whoa. You a sucker, sucker. I gotta bend over, finna fuck a fucker. Them boys police, them niggas undercover. Little bitch, that pussy so dry, you finna break the rubber. I done took a nigga life and I take another. Young nigga pull up on smack. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out sad. Y'all nigga going out bad. Y'all nigga hang around fat. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Y'all nigga make a nigga laugh. Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat. 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 Nigga, we ain't throwing no flat.
We cannot throw in the towel. Niggas are gun you down. You better move like a cow. Niggas will shoot up the crowd. Kissing up like a trial. These niggas are running your house. Fucking that thot in the mouth, got no sugar bun on my cow. Bitch, ball of shit, rat, gay, what we talking about? Bitch, sucking dick, butterfang, get the fuck out. Pop me a perk, send me some circle, I'm tripping the fuck out. Send me the skirt, send him the murk and he get knocked out. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad, he sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask, I just wanna smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash, I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast, I go get the bag, then go by the off. Shot it so bad, shot it so sad. She sleep on the sofa. I didn't even ask. I did when the smash, so bitch bend it over. I pray I don't crash. I'm sipping no ass, so bitch I can't focus. I cut on my fast. I go get the bag, then go by the ocean. Get your hoe from the blind side. I got it on me, I'm fine, you dime. Eat your dick, she wind and dine. I fuck her, she wind and crying.
Smash, smash, smash.
But when they get live, these niggas ain't down to ride. Your niggas bowed and doubted. My niggas turned to Michael Myers.
Young nigga pull up on smash. Young nigga got that bad. Young nigga ran that jazz. Nigga, we ain't going out bad. Y'all niggas
going
out bad. Y'all
niggas
hang around bad.
Y'all
niggas making
niggas
laugh.
Y'all niggas making niggas laugh.
How think I do that?
Birthday, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Jump out mama porch and hit the ground. Man. Trust spot, do that purse, share that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fraud to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank, 200 Benjamin. 200 band for some bad boy, you better call me. Phone money calling, yeah, I talk to it. Need a new say, cause the money got a wall full. I just spent a day in the bay, it was all good. Back and count it up by myself before I walk to it. All about my business and my pocket number white folk. Money came by love, cut it, bitch, they need my tight throat. Turn up at the day party and kill them at the night show. Real nigga reunion, I put widow, so I might go. Rapping easy, I can do it on time, I close. From 9 to 4, my partner drove from Holly Grove to hell to get them zans. And I rework every number with money in my hand. Birthday, hit the curb, do your number, pick up money. Turn out mama, put you hit the ground, ain't it? trust spot, do that purse, sell that mileage, smoke that reefer. Mama told me she ain't like me hanging with them people. Made a fall to put in 20, made it flip again. 20 band from the bank to on a bench, man. Say I'm only enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can get in between. I can give him life, no more energy. Amen, amen. Spend about 60 on the time, I can't even lie. No way in, no way out, this shit do or die. So I roll, when I roll, must be suicide. Amen, amen. I can ride Benz, I don't do peace. I gotta eat. Saber tooth, tiger, diamond tooth teeth. Rockin' right now, won't you come pink? People's outside. The way that I shake, leave your mouth wide. You need to say grace for you say thanks. Amen, amen. Left in my life, don't know what's in store. I've been dealing with these blessings that I can't ignore. Putting up the numbers, we ain't keeping score. Amen, amen. I hit on the block with it in my side. Run it in our house for 12 o'clock. Yeah, the hood love me, but you gotta watch. Amen, amen. I just pop 3, I don't do sleep. Yeah, tryna shoot a scene, make a movie. Yeah, we gon' fall through, coming through deep. Amen, amen. Yeah, packed it from the south, moved it to the west. Iced the logo on the cross, threw it on my neck. Yeah, when I rep the set, gotta stay blessed. Yeah, amen, amen. People tryna say I'm on the enemy. Got a cold with my dog, can't get in between. I can give them life, no more energy.
I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. Couple bands won't change me. I'ma still be the same me. Niggas say they made me. He just mad cause he hate me. Clip shooting like Katie. Pull a hard time Brady. Now I'm about to go crazy. And your bitch drunk in love. Got me feeling like Jay-Z. I'm a motherfucking god. Pulled up with your lady. Everything I do is big. On the road like gravy. And I'm turned to the max. Might be cause I'm wavy. Do it for all of my niggas. I pull a force on my niggas. I don't do drugs, but I just pull them niggas and pass them all on my niggas. Once I get back, them in the back of my grizzly. Then I start pouring that liquor. Then I just kill them. Then I stop talking to niggas. Stop fucking with all of these niggas. I fuck them all. Find me a bitch I can't fuck. I be fucking with all of these bitches. And I got a deal. They want my baby right now. So I stop going rolling these bitches. I fuck them once. Then I stop liking their pics. Then I stop calling these bitches. I got the rock. I got the rock in my pants. I'm walking toward these bitches. Like, hey. I hear my nana, she be talking to me. I hear my niggas, they be talking to me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money. I hear my bitches, they be talking to me. I hear the streets, they be calling for me. And they say, nigga, get the money. And they say, nigga, get the money.
Nick P, too lit, dead bitch, too lit. AP, too brief, bad bitch, too thick. Fashion, ooh-wee, back in, ooh-wee. Kardashian, two-piece, Mac of that Uzi. Trapping by Pool Creek, action when it bout me. They say you not the man in the streets, I flash it. Now you got the man with the key. I crashed it, now I'm in that new strategy. They finally free my fucking brother D. Man, time to turn up on them beats. I'm dangerous. Oh, you acting hard, nigga, please. Gang with me, and we in the club 100 deep, nigga.
Dead bit, too lit, the bit, rule, crit, dark bit, dark shade, dark pay, okay, red
bad bitch, Sharday. Red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave. Big bitch, too lit. The bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday. Red bottom 2K, yacht master 40K. Atlanta, new wave.
Atlanta, new wave. I got Blu-rays. Still in the bird, bitch, I'm too paid. The forging made me swerve when I'm cruising. No, I make them nervous how I do this shit, nigga. Park the donk on Urban, leave the keys in the ignition. Ain't no shoe like Curry, nigga, try me, I'ma switch. No, bitch, I ain't nervous, I got racks and I got glitz. In that blue excursion, I'm in traffic, send no inches. I might blow the stylus, blow the flame, I throw a 20. I might take a shop and buy that, but ain't no feeling. She still go to college, but her daddy don't be trippin'. And I'm with my partners, time to turn away my niggas.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, cool, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Bit, bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
It's the new wave, I got Blu-rays. Might pull out the garage in that new race. Fuck them if they hang, bitch, on 2K. I'm clutching cause they hang, but it's cool, hey. My bitch too lit, yo bitch, my bitch. Big rim, big crib, 4/5 right here.
I won't let you try me ever again. This little bitch won't buy that, she won't prick the shit. You know it ain't no problem, we gon' work this shit. Order all them bottles, daddy got this bitch lit. And we want them hoes that brung all her friends. We got this bitch loaded, gonna turn them fake.
Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new wave. Bit too lit, the bit rule, crit, dark, shade, dark, pay, okay. Red bitch, Sharday, red bottom 2K. Yacht master 40K, Atlanta, new wave.
But hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Deal Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't know.
Well, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. So what's the deal?
Not a damn thing.
Right on. It seems to be the size of it.
I don't get it. I ain't got nothing to do. People be worrying the hell out of me when I got something to do.
Right? It's always at that time. Always at that time, yeah.
Man, I almost lost my cool early today.
You lost your cool?
I was on hold. Yeah, I was on hold for 2 hours. And when somebody answered the phone, they told me it wasn't nothing they could do for me.
What?
Yeah, it said reset my account and let me clean it over. And I said, I just told you I have epilepsy and I'm calling you because I don't remember. You can't do nothing better than that. Why the hell did you ask me all the security questions if you can't do shit?
That pisses me the fuck off too. Why you asking me all these damn questions? You can't do nothing funny.
And you knew you couldn't do shit for me when I got on the phone, asking me my social security number and all that shit. And see, I take surveys. I took that goddamn survey. You better know it, hell. I ain't the one that hang up the phone. Not after you done pissed me off. I'm going to take that survey.
Right. And you're going to get the worst review ever.
Yeah. I didn't like that shit at all. I didn't like his attitude. I didn't like the way he was talking to me. Yeah, you don't know who the fuck I am. I'll get with your ass. Don't be talking to you crazy.
Right on.
People think if you know you won't get with their ass. Oh, you wrong.
Hell yeah. That shit crazy.
What y'all got going on?
Man. Rough day. Thought I'm a little exercise program. Well. Nah, I said I thought I'm a little exercise thing today again. Back at it.
You know, physical therapy?
Physical therapizing myself. I ain't really focusing on myself. I mean, you know, I got to be careful because my shit broke.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But then, too, I got to do what I got to do because I got to do what I got to do.
Is it your arm or is it your back?
Nah, my back broke.
Yeah, man, be careful. Be careful.
I got two fractures in my back.
At the top?
They just said my head two fractures.
Yeah. You know, I didn't hit that concrete a lot of times in the past few years, so I think I'd be something on my right side, but I'm trying to get here, baby.
All I can tell you is to be careful.
Hell yeah. That's it. I'll tell
you.
I go back to work, I'm going to give me a damn football helmet. I don't care if they think I'm retarded.
Maybe she's going to get a football here. Boy, you out of line.
Shit. I hit my head too many times, man. Too many times.
I've been not walking in your place of business. You should have done it like a linebacker.
Yeah, shit. If I'm, you know, the back of house or whatever, because I used to do warehouse stuff. Yeah, I did a wonderful job. Don't be back there with your ass or nothing. So I'm like, shit, I'm missing my money. I'm missing my double-digit money. So even double-digit money, your ass still poor, making double-digit money these days. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, they fucked over the 80s kids. Because right when we turned to be grown, that's when they decided they was going to have a recession and triple the damn price on everything. You paying $700 a $300 apartment and shit.
Yeah.
I ain't
trying to get it in.
Mm-hmm.
trying to get in for the night.
If the woman come
out
here, we know.
See what's going on. We got a few jams for us, though, you know. We're going to check him out tonight. Got something from one of my youngsters down south. Mm-hmm. He got a song, K-9 sent a new song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah, we gonna skip and tip and see what we can come up with tonight. Buddha Ali is on 24 TV here. In yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah, man, got what's you. Happening? What's going on, True West Radio? DJ Heavy Love, Sweet Pea. I was just listening to the show. Y'all, everybody all right?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Can't complain.
Yeah, I was listening to the show. The phone call dropped, and then I called back and kept me on. So I had to shoot. I was up by it.
345.
But what's going on, man? What y'all got going on down there in the home front? Home sweet home, state of Texas.
Oh, man. Shit, much nothing, trying to stay afloat, you know what I'm saying? This weather change is so dramatically, we don't know whether it's going to be winter, spring, summer, fall.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah, that's why I'm up here. That's why I'm up here chanting and praying now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
I gotta do some candle work.
I was right then.
Yeah. Yeah, Sweetie, okay. You called it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Nothing at all.
Yeah, y'all better get y'all chain on. Get y'all chain on, man. Energize your soul.
Mm-hmm. So no. Yeah, I tell you, man, it's been one crazy day.
What's going on in
boy,
the
you get that... Sweet Pea?
Yeah, I got that mix, man. I got that mix, man. I sent it over. Hey man, send me that new K-9
and send me that knowledge,
and
send me that I loaded that music in the system before my computer crashed.
Boy, they stop playing and send their own music
yep.
in while
what's
people
that,
are yep. letting them
some
do
of
it.
That YouTube link. Some of the YouTube links of you got it.
Okay, I have to go
when
look for
when
it.
You ain't too big, when you ain't too busy.
You know what?
Yeah.
I haven't sent that other song because I need to do some work on that. We need to get him
at
least
a
cover
license.
Can
we get a drop from y'all, though? Can we get a drop from y'all, Sweet Pea? We need a drop.
Well, yeah, I was waiting until we go back to the studio, but we can do it on the phone and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, just MP3 and send me that, my own zone. Oh, no.
See, that's the one. I'm working on that. That's actually a cover. So we need to get him a cover license. But the thing about it is, you know, usually they take all that stuff down. So I said to myself, I'm like, damn, somebody really liked this song. Because, you know, just how when it's coded or whatever, you know when somebody used your beat to make a song and all that. and they ain't took it down. It's on every platform still, and it's up there as a cover. But I want to make sure I get him a cover license before I send it to the radio, though.
Oh. Shit, that motherfucker having rotation on here. So I figured it was a go. And I think y'all, yeah. I think you sent me that song a long time ago. When it first came out, when y'all were with LeBlanc magazine, shout out to LeBlanc magazine. You had sent me that song way back then.
Well, he did that one a little while after that. He did, it was like The Time Is Now and stuff like that back then. He had quite a few stuff on his own when he started doing it.
It's a throwback. Y'all consider it throwbacks. I say it's still good. Because, you know, we got to push shit to the limit all the way through and keep it playing because music lasts forever.
Right.
Right.
You know what?
Right.
You know, with y'all playing the music, Heavy Love, and True Sister playing them throwbacks, if you listen to them, they mix it right on with what's happening right now. And then you can tell that the music, like Connoisseur Chris, and the music that they're playing, the style is different. It sort of takes away the drill, but it's still hard hitting. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Because it's country rap tunes, you know?
Yeah. That's what it is.
I ain't gonna lie. I love that song, too. I think he really just did a good job, period, on that. My nephew, he over here, he's so damn bad. And everybody keep putting him out of their room and stuff like that. And now he walking around with the phone talking about he be on his own note.
Hey, that must go hard. Hey, look, and that song that your niece did, you got that? The female rapper you were pushing? The female rapper that Sweet Pea, your sister?
Oh, yeah. She had
Can
a mixtape, too. She ain't did nothing official, but she did some mixtape. Okay, I'll tell her to send it to you.
Can you send it to me tonight?
Yeah. Let me see if I can find her, see where she at. Because, you know, I done broke so many phones. I done broke all my damn phones. All my stuff is, it's all over the place. But I know she got it. She'll do it. Hey, Nick. We can send some of your stuff to Big Ali so they can work send it for you. All right. And send it tonight. I'm going to send you the email in a little bit when I get off here, okay? All right. Okay. She'll send it to you tonight.
Okay. Thank you. I sure appreciate it because there's a woman on here out watching YouTube. There's a woman named Three Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Three Switch. You know that female DJ? She a video DJ, but she a real DJ. Her name is Three Switch. She got like, she been mixing all the female rappers on music videos. And man, she mixed all the muscle so hard. Man, that girl go hard, boy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm about to send you the link.
I need to tap in.
Yeah, man. You can let her. She's bad. You can watch. She got them back to back by 3 or 4 videos. She just come out. But she do number female rap music videos. And she do the mixes like Heavy Love I'm doing, but it be video mixes.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of hard to do, too, with the still image.
Yeah, with the video image. With the video image. Oh man, she goes so hard on them things.
That's tight. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see what this girl named. God sent it to Julia one day. My phone charged in another room.
I already told him I want my producer credit for that other song.
So what now?
I ain't done video mixes day and night.
You know how to do it.
Night track.
It was sort of like night track, but this girl doing with all the female unknown rappers and known rappers. It's about like hour, 2 hour video. Number video back. I'm gonna pull up her name now and see.
They used to have this app. They probably still got it, but it was like a turntable, and you could mix and you could scratch, and you could do you could slow it down too. I'm not lying to y'all. I had got so cold at it. Like, I was so good at it. I was thinking about trying to pull it up and find it again, but I don't even know if I could do it like that the way I used to.
I'm quite sure you can.
I might, but it was on a desktop back then, so I don't know if they had it like for phones and all that stuff. But we used to be arguing over who was going to use it next, who was going to use it next.
Yeah. Right on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. See, well, y'all know what we do. Here on the True, I'm gonna jam a Fruity Cook. Feel some wanna fuck with me tonight. Which I don't know why.
You know, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday, man. This is the way we ball, fucker. We get in and get out, one way or another.
Say that again.
I said we get in and get out.
Hold on for the give y'all the name. I'm telling you, I just got my phone and pulled up.
Yeah.
Come on, Mr. Steve. Let me access the video, please. I'm trying to throw the jams on.
Huh.
I'm trying to throw the jams on.
Throw them on. Do it.
Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
You going to submit some music to the other stage?
What I have.
Oh, her name is the DJ name is Three Snaps. The numeral three, the word snaps.
Okay.
On YouTube. Check out all her videos. She do the mix video, man. I'm talking about, man, she be mixing the number three snaps. I said three snaps. Three snaps. Well, I can't look it up. Can everybody be listening to the show? You think they listen? Somebody listen.
And everybody that's listening, they can call in.
Right. Sometimes it's just me so crazy.
Yeah, man, it's sort of thawing out up here. It's still hard ice in the morning.
That's amazing.
How the weather that way?
Oh, man. 69 the other day, 50-something today, 5 degrees cooler tomorrow. It's going back to the 40s tomorrow. Next week, we'll be in the 60s. It's just, I'm on NyQuil. I know y'all hear how I sound.
Hell, I know that feeling.
We up here rocking them blizzard suits. We up here rocking them blizzard suits.
No.
Blizzard suits with the hoodies. With the rain boots on.
See, if I was from the Oklahoma, Texas like you, I'd just drive off to wherever the warmest at.
What did they travel to the spots?
Yeah, they come back when it's cold over here. Okay, let me head back.
Yeah, we got our first China. This the first snow come. We got to wait till March. It's going to be like this off and on. Fixing pipes, putting new windows in their car, windows are cracked out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Not covering it up.
Wow. Well, y'all know my banana.
All those fancy computers today.
Say what?
I said, I know what's wrong with these computers today.
Hey, but you must be feeling good. It's Friday. I know you're feeling good, champ. It's all right. It's okay. You don't know.
No, I ain't late for the night. I was like, "Really? Y'all ain't hear from Mr. Ewell team set?"
No, I heard him talking last night. I thought he'd be on by now.
I was just about to say it, but that's it.
Y'all up there hiding the motherfucker. We up there with blizzard suits on and hoodies. With turbans and beanies.
Shit, I'm walking around with a hooded blanket on.
A hooded blanket?
Hell yeah. I've been thugging, you know that thing that they show on TV with the hood on it or whatever.
Yeah.
I walked in there, I've been walking around with that on for about a week or two. I walked to the grocery store. Everybody stops and looks at me. And then they get to look like, gee, that's a good idea.
For real. I know that motherfucker feel good with this action going on.
Hell yeah. Anemic motherfucker light me up. She didn't put that bitch on.
I thought they called him Parker or something like that.
Well, it's a new one. It got little fur on the inside. It feel like on the inside how I feel like on the outside.
Uh-huh.
I ain't gonna lie, though. It's a lifesaver.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I wish I could put, only thing, if you could pull the hood tighter around your head, you'll be good. But I ain't gonna lie, this it helped me a lot.
I know it.
You name just about any natural condition, I got it. But sinuses, asthma, and all that old, all kind of stupid ass allergies and shit. Shit, anemia, yeah. Shit. Give me my damn blanket.
No, I'm talking the slow running system.
The system ain't working, huh?
It's trying to send me through the blues to do what I'm trying to do.
Well, my computer running slow too. Our internet sort of fades me now, especially when the temperature change.
Yeah.
Well, I figured it'll burn good when it's cold, but I guess them satellites and them dishes and them they running shit off the telephone wire now.
All right.
Slowing down the molecules or something, I don't know.
It's definitely doing something. A lot of stuff is frozen too, so you gotta think about that. And the way they did us in 2021, they didn't talking about it was they turned that shit off theyself. And then it got froze with their stupid ass. And they almost damn near killed us. I hope y'all
yeah.
never do nothing stupid like that again.
All right.
Is King Scratch on there? Can you see him on the computer?
No. So far, it's just me, you, and Sweet Pea.
Yep. And Mr. Everywhere ain't been on here in a minute.
Yeah, I just try to reach him and went to voicemail.
Yeah, I know
I
he
like
been
that.
He been as he say real busy.
Yeah, we family. Y'all don't know me. I'm getting
better.
Ready to send 80. Say it again.
You getting ready to send 86 what?
I thought y'all know me. We all family. I'm getting ready to send 86 a message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the old computer is taking its toll.
I already know.
Maybe me is too cold. They don't want me to jam to the mother.
At least you got to play a lot of music in the beginning. Cause it's always some shit
yeah.
with this thing.
That's why I was playing the mix, because it was messing up in the beginning. I thought it would clear it up by now.
Mm-hmm.
Why you got those niggas to start you? Mm-mm-mm. We have really good news for today.
I was looking at what's the white cat that played on Dave Rappaport.
Mm-hmm. I heard he had some issues going on.
What he was talking about?
I don't try in the kitchen, but every time I turn around, I miss it.
I know he's a DJ. He's an actor. He played a lot of Ice Cube movies. He plays the good white guy. Then he can play the bad white guy. Then he can play the white guy that ran with the black guy. And he can play them all the way white guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I talk to black people.
Okay.
But he said something about he called Martin Luther King a Zionist.
He did what?
He called Martin Luther King a Zionist. Because Martin Luther King was, because he was for the Jew, working, helping the Jews and peace in Israel. They were saying if he was alive, he would be the first one to try to go over there and bring peace. He said if he was alive, Martin Luther King would be canceled if he tried it.
What? Why would he be canceled?
I don't know. You can go, when you get out the phone, go to YouTube. T Undisputable. Indisputable. T-Y-T.
You know, I ain't never really liked that dude too much. I feel like he played the fence, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He take advantage of his whiteness. He's very white, white. But then it's like, oh, well, look at me. I can rap. I'm from New York. I rap. Like, head ass. And it ain't enough just to rap for me.
Well, you're right. I can't throw no, here I go, kumbaya, man. But you can, that, some white folk unpredictable, some white folk play the game, because they broke just like us, got to get that money up.
Yeah.
And it really, though, it sounds stupid as hell, because if Martin Luther King was alive, he would be 92 years old. So, shut the fuck up. He wouldn't be going nowhere. He might be having a meeting or a talk or something or writing a letter. Damn, 92-year-old going nowhere. Your damn president don't even go nowhere.
Like I said, get some niggas here standing up, some white folk here standing up, some racist here standing up. It's just alert, buddy. To take you back to Israel, because people mind it got off the Israel-Pakistan thing. And came back over to worrying about, people start worrying about America again and what's going on. And then they take you back over to the Middle East. You go over there, then they bring you back over to America, then go on, then they put you in another part. Then you ain't, next thing you know, we back from Russia.
Again,
they in China about something else. It's always about them, somebody that's not us, you know. They talk bad about black people and all that, but we pretty much ignore it. We got a whole culture and all that. People they don't even know who we really are. Like, they took us from all over the place.
You're right, and that's what's so cool. I'm watching African diaspora on Uganda TV, and they were talking about people were going to Tanzania. Black Americans were getting ran out of Africa back to America.
Yeah.
And then not like they were forcing them back at gunpoint just by the way they treat us over there. They treat us like We being treated over here pretty much what they were saying. But they mainly be talking about, they mainly be scamming you for your money. Because you remember when Kevin Hart went over, he got whooped.
Yeah.
Remember that Jack Kevin Hart we went over there? He thought they gonna grill him. And another guy said, yeah, I thought where I was going when I went to, he said, I went to Uganda. That was the man on the TV show. He said, I went over there. He said, I went to the motherland. He said, I thought when I got off that plane, they were going to be beating drums and girls were going to be dancing. Check out the most of them sitting there going damn about his ass. They ain't going to fuck who he was talking about. He said, they ain't going to fuck about his ass or nothing. He said, it was a trip. He said, I had it in my mind. I would come off that plane and walk down the road. The red carpet, they're going to be fanning me.
Who did it?
He said he been planning for this trip for years, saving his money. He thought we gonna go over there. He flew over there and said, off that plane. So motherfucker was looking at him crazy. So like, nigga, who is you? Nigga, who is you? He said he told me America. He said he really got on his ass. He said, but it's strange though, because the people look, we are the same people. But we so confused. We're confused over here. We're definitely confused over there. And we go over there thinking we're going to be recognized. We more hated over there than over here.
She told me, Jay. She talking about us.
Yeah, in
certain parts of Africa, not all parts, but majority, what he was saying.
Mm-mm. Yeah, she 35, he 25.
They were shocked. Mm-hmm. The people I was dealing with that magazine, they were shocked, a few of them, when I told them I was from Texas.
Right.
It was like,
Miss
Luna,
we're up in this team.
For sure.
Yay, yay.
Well, go there, Mr. E.
Oh, man, one of them days. Yeah, one of them days.
Yeah, like you got off with your wallet last night. Took your good credit card.
Oh, that damn allergies and sugar up sky high, so I'm just now waking up. I miss everybody's call. I was knocked out with my out my mouth, so part of life, though. It was going to bump and bruise
it. Mm-hmm.
You say your sugar up.
Mm-hmm. It's all the way up.
I told you can't be on this fat girl, but that's an extra flavor.
No, it's when I eat stuff, I eat my mom brought some Taco Bell and I ate that stuff and I laid down and it ran it up and all that stuff like taco shell, corn, anything corn related, it'll run it up. You know, from corn tortilla shells, and when you eat regular corn, it runs it up sky high. It's like rice, so I'm paying for it now. Going in here to take medicine.
Wow.
Now. Yeah. That's what I was saying about the lentifer knocked my pancreas out, so now it don't control my sugar like it's supposed to with that insulin. So you got to take some time to double dose. That's what I'm doing now.
Oh, shit.
How y'all doing?
We all right. The system won't let him play no more music.
Bless and highly favored, my boy.
He been trying to play music for about 15 minutes. It ain't it happening.
Yeah, the music game is out for tonight. That something ain't working here for damn. I guess we'll have to complain tonight and they'll fix it next week. There may be times when bill will be paid again and they'll start fucking up.
And, Sweet Pea and Hell Love.
Is this us, folks? What? The evening show.
Yep.
The good evening show.
Got the Fab Four.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody heard from Scratch?
Nope.
Anybody heard from Mike Jones?
Who?
Mike Jones. Mike Jones on the weekend.
He had
Monday through.
I tell you, I'm looking for him though. Next time I saw him.
Yeah, baby, that was last night. I was held love tonight. Mike Jones.
Of course. No doubt.
Yeah, I feel all right, shooter. I just lay in this bed, man. You got people talking cats. He was staring at me like he want to do me something bad. I'm like, you call me for some stupid shit like that, waking up my neck.
I don't take the motherfucker.
Who?
So you can get sleep
every day.
No.
I come home, I want to sleep
till
7:30, get up for the show.
Yeah. Y'all trying to put something in the air, but it won't let me throw nothing up in the air.
Yes, BP, y'all got a Mike Jones, Slim Thug, and Paul Wall finna go on the Steel Tipping Tour.
I saw that. Mike Jones trying to bring himself back to the mat.
Yeah, I thought about you. What's it called? I thought about you with that interview the other day, Sweet Pea. I was like, yeah, that's Sean's right there in the backyard. Multi-platinum producer, so I'm going to give him his flowers and bring him on the show.
He ain't going to take the motherfucker because
I
always share.
I have the open format so you can ask all the questions because you're in Houston tonight. So, you know, when Houston get on there, then Sweet Pea going to take over. So that's the whole deal. I was giving you your leeway. I try to get somebody for everybody. It's going to be a whole new episode. I hope
I
wanted to ask him some more questions, but, you know,
I'm talking about.
He had to go back to the
thing. He stopped the music for me to do the interview, and then he was like, well, shit, he got to finish his session, get packed, and then go to his grandma's funeral. You know, his grandma passed. Her funeral was yesterday.
Oh.
I was just like you.
He had to leave out and go out to finish the session. So so he had a lot on his plate. He made it his business to come on the show on my behalf. You know, so that was a great thing.
Well, I didn't know that. I would have gave him my condolences. Well, I hope I made him feel better.
That's why it took him so long to get on the show, because he was in a session. And he's like, let me stop my session and take a break. I get on the interview for about 30 minutes, and then I got to get back in my session. Like, okay, go ahead. Let me know when you call in. So he's like, all right, I'm going to call in. And then, you know, he had to do all that session, pack up, and everything. But he came, you know, he's a school teacher. So he left school, went straight home, and got in the studio and started recording. And then did the interview, went back to record, and then got up and packed up and headed out to New Orleans. So he's a man of many hats. He's a referee also. So, you know, once again, shouts out to Sean Solo for giving us a wonderful contribution. I know Buddha, Sweet Pea, Hell of Love, we done rode to all the music that he's produced from Zero to ESG, the first album is ESG, and then all the other Houston elites he has produced for. So, you know, that was a great thing that he's able to take time to come out. It's going to be great when 8-Ball MJG hits me up about a week ahead of time so we can get them on the show. And it's, we're trying to get this thing popping for 24. I'm trying to. I'm trying to stay above the ground without a girl taking me to Pound Town.
I so hate that.
Buddha, God dang it, the Mason Dixon. I ain't heard the Mason Dixon, Uncle of Tech, the Moral's Most Dangerous Crew, and on Blog Talk Radio. I ain't heard that in a whole week.
What's happening? What's happening? What up, Coach Tribe? It's your brother Boo Ali's on 24 TV Hustle, Never Sleep, Boo Ali Promotion. Representing Oklahoma, Texas. If you don't know what that is, that's Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Right before you get to the Mason-Dixon line, better known as the middle passage. I'm rocking with the best, the most dangerous, True West Radio, right here on Blog Talk. Shout out to my new affiliate, Flex Radio, God Biz.
And that should be a drop right there.
I'm going to try my... I'm going to try my drop. Hey, yo, it's Mad DJ here. Love, you're tuning in to Flex Radio about Biz. You can catch me every Saturday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We in the mix, baby. Flex.
Heaven be going hard on the mix. Heaven got everybody on the mix. Y'all didn't listen last Saturday. He played everybody. Yeah, he played the whole crew Saturday.
I be listening.
Oh, you be listening, so you heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be listening.
I was at work playing it. I was at work playing it. Damn, him shit came in right on time.
I see. Hey, I see they been going through their mail cut, though.
Huh?
I see they been going through their mail cut.
Oh, yeah, they playing their cards, but they ain't called a request. I don't know who them called requesting, but that mug going. That mug 20 years old. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. That mug 20, it's a 20, a 23.
Yes, sir.
Where he at?
Cool.
He don't call no more. Don't call no more either. Where he at? It's Hype, right? Your brother?
Talking about Snack. Yeah, Snack. You be listening.
Yeah. Hype be working. Hype working 12-hour shifts, sometimes 16-hour shifts. Boy, he been running the bag up to focus on his music career for 24. So he still be what you call a tune in. I'm checking us out. He just be happy, be at work, and be sleeping. Take care of music business. So he burned oil at both ends like me. 23. We just talked about that last week. He's like, man, we made a run for it. I said, yeah, they got number one on the independent music charts for their song. He's Been Good. We worked with it from November 2022 all the way up to the end of 2023, December. They wound up with number one out of what, I think, 150-200 artists nationwide.
Ooh.
I worked hard on that album. I mixed and mastered on that. Mm-hmm. I worked all around the clock, and they came out on top. Wade did pretty good on the Southern Soul chart, so 2023-24 is looking promising. So,
yeah.
And hell up, he sitting up there like he can't rap.
I don't
know why you ain't did nothing.
Hell up, if we have to put a woman in front of him, he gonna rap.
I'm a cosmic spitter.
That what Hell Love said, he's a connoisseur like Chris, connoisseur of women. Make your man get pissed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I second that emotion. I don't know, 2024, I might drop something this year. Come out of retirement bag. I might team up with a couple of people this year. Truly been asking for a whole year to do something, do the song with her.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see
my body.
Yeah.
She's been working her ass off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just didn't want to discredit her with being an artist that really didn't have nothing on the side. Like, she got all this going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, yeah, Trudy's going to do well this year. She's going to do well. See, when there's one deal about it, I told her, stay focused and stay busy. As long as you stay focused and stay busy, it's going to happen. Stay focused and stay busy. Once you lose focus, you put things in place to make you lose focus, everything crashes. So that's a lot of people. You got to stay focused. You know, 86, he likes to join us, but 86 goes to work at 3 to 4 o'clock in the morning. So it's like he's in bed. By the time he gets in, he eats and waits on his wife to come home, sometimes they don't see each other until the weekend because she gets off about 7. He's in bed by 5:36. So before the show even comes on, he's in bed. He got a 2-hour drive, so he got to be up at 2, be at the job at 4. But, you know, he's still with us. He's burnt out tired, but he's just like, hell, that's what pays the bills and keeps everything afloat. He got grandkids and kids keeping them afloat and stuff like that. But they get down on their luck and stuff like that. So it's a process. I go through the same deal. I had to get my daughter 800. The other day I cried. I had to get into it before the Disney trip. And there'd be another 200-300 when she get there to have spending money. So I know how it's going to be. And so I got to go hard this weekend in the studio. I got to go extra hard.
You seeing her. She be stalking your page. She be watching you. I said, that's
who's
good.
That? Who's my daughter?
Little girl.
Well, she gonna defend me, so that's one deal about it. She talked mess to me for about 2 weeks the other week, but she called back and apologized. I said, that's all you. Smell your fist, and you got to learn the hard way.
Right on.
This
motherfucker tripping hell.
I still don't know why you don't want to rap though. Cause see, you could freestyle, like freestyle for real.
For me?
Especially like, come on, we gonna freestyle. Let's freestyle, and then hell, we'll start freestyling. He be like, oh.
Oh, I really can freestyle, but I just don't do it. This girl wants me to rap now. She wants me to rap with her. I said, nigga, I don't rap. I make beats and mix and master and do all that. But, no, I need you to rap. No.
Tell y'all what, I miss doing my show at the time. I had the time, but I don't have the space for it. Like, you know, how you have your own space and you can do what's necessary and pay attention to the artist. I really can't do that over here. But I miss it, though, because I would have got to, I would have asked him a whole lot more questions. Oh, boy.
Oh, that's right there by Rip Ainey house, man.
What?
This guy that burned up in the house.
Oh,
it's right about 3 doors down from Rip Ainey house over there in Texarkana.
No.
He's right next to my boy Dwight's house. He's right next door to Dwight's house on 17th Street. Buddha, where was your aunt? Where did she stay at that time we went over there, me and you?
Oh.
Remember we went to that house, me and you?
Oh, yeah.
That older lady's house. I thought we brought her a food basket.
Yeah, you want to come up over
here. Oh, you talking about my Aunt Cindy? Huh?
You talking about my Aunt Cindy?
Right.
Yeah, she's starting with her by Liberty Hollow school now.
Yeah, I meant to check on her that time because you introduced me to her, a great lady, and I meant to ask you how she was doing.
I got to call her. She called me early up in the week. I mean, yeah, she called me early in the week. I got to call her back.
Yeah, I'm just, I'll be trying to remember. I got to still call, man. I got about 20 people I got to call for 2024. One of them called and invited me in 86 out to L.A. to go to Freeway Rick's grand opening of his dispensary. But 86 got to go out of town, so we can't make it. But he just called us yesterday. Ooh. Y'all want to go? And we were just like, damn. So we were going to fly out there with him and go. He got the grand opening. They got a big deal. Miss Jessica, she's doing a big opening up for a big comedy show in Mississippi.
And you are playing that game.
Oh man, you got to be down there downtown, man, getting it in at one of them shows. You got to start getting him some paid shows. I said, they get exposure on social media. I said, shoot, ain't nobody traveling all the way down to Houston and sit up there performing for free. So y'all gonna pay at least
That's all they got going. Most of the time, they're trying to charge you to hit the show. They're trying to use the opening as to pay for the venues and shit.
No,
I said, as long as you charging at the door, we got to get paid to perform. But if you ain't charging at the door, then we perform for free. And then the conversation's over with. Why are you going to make $10,000, $15,000 and don't pay nobody nothing but two tuna fish sandwiches and put them snacks?
Man, that's how that shit go out here. I'm looking for a way around it.
Well,
I was thinking though, once we get into it, you know, you can rent out clubs or whatever. So that'll be the way. Usually, you rent out the club, and they pay you for the door, and they get the bar. So that's the more worth than anything else.
Deal I'm gonna say is tell Christy to sign on to Gig Salad. Load up Gig Salad, load all his stuff up on Gig Salad, and then he can get to book shows like that.
Wait, send me that name. Text that to me, that name.
Yeah, I got you right now.
So you can get a club down there, Sweet Tea, and rent out. You can rent out a club.
Oh yeah. When we got married, everybody kept asking us, was we gonna do something, all our friends or whatever, and we didn't have nothing to do or nothing. And you know, we didn't meet K Reno a few times. I thought about his song, Only in the Hood. So we went to Mr. A. And most of our friends was like artists or whatever, so we let them basically hit the stage and we was just chilling. The only thing I didn't like about it though is that they let their own people in for free.
Yeah, they all.
And they charged my dad to come in too, because they let too many people in. But those were their people, not mine.
What?
Mm-hmm. So it has to be legit. So it has to be somewhere where I can have somebody that I know working the door or whatever.
You?
Yeah.
You work the door. Yeah,
well, I mean, like, once you get started, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, they'll say two for me, one for you. It take $10 and what you call it, but if you got good solid people, like I always worked the door. Well, I didn't work the door. When I did my events, I was DJing, I didn't work the door. When I was DJing, I didn't work the door. That was me. I mean, that was because I had the DJ. But if a problem went on, I just let that DJ play. I let my damn stuff play. When that boy stole that liquor from my cousin behind that bar, went and put that damn pistol to his chin while he turning that Hennessy up, snatched that bottle out of his hand, said, "Nigga, don't you ever take nothing behind my bar. I'll kill you dead." Yeah, I seen him about 3 years later, and that motherfucker said, "Hey, man, you remember me? Man, you remember that time?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Boy," I said, "man." I said, "You had me mad that night," and she came over there to my DJ booth, talking about dude with the white shirt on and white pants, and took the bottle of Hennessy. And, you know, I had free drinks, you know. $5 get in, free drinks and free pizza. He went behind the bar and stole the whole bottle.
Oh, no.
That's what we ain't going to do about none of my parties. You ain't going to fight at my parties, or me and you got to shoot it out. So you causing them to call the police, and then they're going to shut me down for making money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Buddha right there in the club. No boy said, "I got to charge you $500 tonight to make some money." I said, "Bitch ass nigga, you don't get out of my goddamn face, I'll beat your ass." I said, "Here, hold my camera." I said, "Hold my motherfucking camera, Buddha." I said, "Bitch ass nigga, I don't play." They get the hell out of my face. I'm on
TV. I hate when people want to steal and you give a shit away for free. That shit is just, it irks me. They want to test your person for being a good person. They don't want you to be a good person. I just said that earlier. People be taking that for granted. "Oh, sweetie. Oh, she got a little voice. Oh, she's so quiet. She this and that. Piss me off. See what's up." Piss me off, shit.
What is she really tripping me out tonight?
I hear you keep trying to fumble with it.
Might as well just reach over here and get my glasses.
Reach around and...
yeah.
Damn, boy, I missed this night. Boy, I hate I miss y'all. What's the call? But I couldn't fight to get up, boy. I was sweating like a motherfucking goddamn boxer and tossing and turning at the same time. And sugar was up, goddamn tongue hanging out of my mouth. I was like, "Ah, damn." And my mom come woke me up, and then I was like, "Shit."
That's the thing. You ain't alone.
And that one damn taco run my shit way up. She had a double-decker taco, and that damn corn, the torn taco shell, what did it to me.
That's messed up, too, because I don't like the flour ones.
Maybe that's how I eat my fajitas. See, I got a burrito I'm eating now. This just flour, so I'll be good. But that corn, I eat them corn. See, I ate some nachos. It was just nacho and cheese she bought. The little small little deal of Taco Bell. I ate that first, so that's corn tortilla and then that shell. So that shit shot my shit up sky high. So I was just like, ah. It would have been higher than that, but I took insulin, but I didn't take enough. So I laid down. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what. These foods ain't what they used to be at these places. I can't stand when you go waiting for something and you taste it and it don't taste how it's supposed to taste. Like,
Well, see, a lot of food, what happened was they used to cook KFC in peanut oil. A lot of fried chicken restaurants cooked in peanut oil. When they found out that peanut oil was so thick it was clogging everybody's arteries, they switched over to canola oil. So the peanut oil is what made it rich in flavor. Just like they cook all the turkey, they fry that in peanut oil still. So that's why the KFC don't taste like it used to be. McDonald's fries, they don't taste like they used to be back in the day because they are all in canola oil.
So they were cooking that in peanut oil?
Yeah, all KFC and turkey chicken used to be in peanut oil.
Y'all know what? Now y'all gonna laugh at this. My sister used to be scared of me when she was little because I used to throw up so much, and I had no idea that that was cooked in peanut oil. He just said Church's chicken used to be cooked in peanut oil. You know how much Church's chicken they used to get, like, on a Saturday, on the weekend, real quick? They cooked a lot at home, but they used to always, you know, you grab a little something while you out or whatever. So I was literally, basically, they've been poisoning me for a long time.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's what happened. So in the, once they early 2000s, they realized, oh, the peanut oil clogging a lot of arteries because it's just thick oil, you know. You ever seen that, yeah, everybody had that damn generic peanut butter before, and that oil sit on the top. When you pop that lid, you got all that oil sit on the top. You had to pour all that oil off. That's how thick peanut oil is, and that's how they do. They just take the oil from peanut and pour it off the wheel and made all that stuff for cooking. That's why the cakes tasted different back in the day.
They damn Chick-fil-A be good, too, with they funk ass. That's what they use.
That do make sense, because a lot of food on the table, them plates you say, man, they definitely don't taste fine, but that peanut oil, I thought it was good for you.
Well, you got to realize oil and water don't mix. Your body is made up of water, so how can oil and water mix? Oil sits on the top of top of water, right? So when oil sits on top of water, what do you think it does to your vessel walls? The oil is all in your vessel walls.
Ain't that some shit?
And then it clogs up. And it's just like when you pour oil in the sink, when that oil sits up there, that Crisco, when it sits up there, sits in the skillet and cools back off, what does it do? Turns white to chalky, right, and thick.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think it does to your body after the oil cools off in your bloodstream? It thicks, and then it blocks your arteries. That's why you say you clogged up arteries, like your sink. Pour oil in the sink, it clogs up. Your sink is just like the artery. Then it's clogged up. You can't pour no water down there. Your sink overflowed, clogged up. Same way with your body.
Shit.
So if you're going to cook with oil, cook with olive oil. Olive oil is very thin and fine. It's called virgin olive oil. That's why it's called virgin, because hell, love ain't hit it from the back yet.
Uh-oh.
I'm waiting.
Boy, you crazy.
I'm waiting. Slide up to the bumper, baby. Yeah.
Take that olive oil and you take your piece of chicken and you sit up there and put a little egg and whip it up with the egg and put it in the olive oil and make a nice little egg batter chicken and then put in that oil and cook it and then sit up there and cut it and make a good chicken salad. Great for your body.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I done learned a lot today. I always learn something on here, so that's what's up, too. And Blog Talk, y'all need to get y'all shit together.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice.
Well, you gotta take us away here, love.
We're recording
to
the Blog
Talk Radio.
Folks, our time. Don't forget tomorrow night we got Underground Seduction, a slow jam show for you to get close to your loved ones in this good therapeutic temporary atmosphere. Also, Sunday, we got the Gospel Inspiration Show. And all next week, we'll be back. So you make sure you tune into your favorite ghetto radio station online. You know what I'm saying? True West Radio. Well, we give you what we got and some more of that. And remember, if you like to send your music in to be played on the show or on any show that we're on, send it in to heavluv22@gmail.com. Make sure you get that all one word together, or you can send it to kingscratch@gmail.com for more instructions. You know what I'm saying? Hit us up in the email. We'll get you on. If you want to interview, let us know. We'll grab you and pull you to the side and let you get your business on. But until next time, my people, All I can tell you is put the grease in your hair, slick it back, and see the back of the Cadillac, because I ain't going to mess with your backyard. You hear me? Don't ride shotgun. We out. True is, yeah.